Unified we go, we like a push, yeah. I connect, I'm KS, I support, yeah.
I know I can move it,
yeah.
Got them exclusive,
yeah. All I know is support. Kingdom, business, I rap. Jesus, music, exclusive. I am so relentless, honest. Showcase, Lord, your way. You get glory, it all belongs to you. If you got a vision, I gotcha. In ministry, I gotcha. And if you look at it, gotcha. I'm KS, I support, yeah. I play exclusives, y'all. I am a king's kid, y'all. It's not about me, it's Christ inside me. I support, ain't no much time, it. Baby, I feel, yeah. All up inside me, I support.
I'm free from the greed, I'm good on the Forbes. On me in the grave, that girl is a corpse. On this side is different, for kingdom we stand. We tryna get souls, not tryna get bands. We tryna be whole, go ahead keep your mans. My life got his promise, my life got his hand. When you see Jesus, you see it all new. When you get Jesus, he make you all new. We on a mission, we go up by twos. That oil be dripping like I got the juice. Go ahead and give a shout out to K. Jesus 2020, it ain't can't relate. Are you in good hands, supporting all states? One kingdom, one body, we rep them all day.
Cause there is no one else that supports you like KS do. He do. If you like to turn it up for the kingdom, then he got you. He got you. If you know about it, he gon' bring that fire. Yes, you know we bought that kingdom supply. Yes, we turn it up, we praise the most high. Cause we are about it. No one could do it like he do it.
I am exclusive, y'all. I am a king's kid, y'all. It's not about me. Christ inside me. I support. Give him assignment. Spirit feel, yeah. All up inside me.
I'm the blind man.
To the most exclusive interviews and the most exclusive music. We reppin' Jesus Christ, baby. Let's go.
Lord, I surrender. I got my hands raised up. I wave them back and forth like, cause I know that this could be my last time. I praise them like I'm really gonna lose it. I could do it all day and do it all night. And no, no, I'll never get tired. Matter of fact, take me up a little higher. Thank you. He's the king, and he deserves the honor to give him thanks. So tell me what you're sitting down for every time he's blessed you, for every time he didn't have to. He deserves it. I gotta give him the praise.
For the rest of my life, I praise you.
There's no one greater than you.
You deserve it.
I won't let no one.
Ladies and gentlemen, KS Nation first-time listeners, as well as anybody that is listening to the show right now, welcome to the KS Radio Show. The KS stands for Definitely Kingdom Supporter, and you guys heard that that RL Music track called Hands Raised, and we just want to give God all the praise on tonight on this beautiful evening of Friday, April 23rd. I believe we have one more Friday left into this month, and then we are going to step into the month of May. Hopefully you guys are excited for tonight because I have a guest who's not only a singing sensation here in Cincinnati from Faith to Faith Radio, but she's also a Gospel Image Award winner, and her name is Phyllis Jordan. But before we get her on the show, I got to open up the show with prayer. So, Father, first and foremost, Father God, we want to say thank you for this day, thank you for this time, thank you for this opportunity, oh God, to just fellowship on today. Lord, thank you for your peace, thank you for your grace that has woke us up and even carried us this whole day today. Lord, whatever struggles that we are going through, whatever, you know, whatever our circumstances are, Lord, may we just point to you and lean towards you for the solution, for the answers, for the finances, for the funds, whatever it may be, God. May we lean into you and know that you are our source. And Lord, if there's anything that we have done outside of your will, outside of your word, outside of your ways, even outside of your characteristics, oh God, Lord, we just pray for forgiveness even right now. We ask for you to forgive us for the sins that we have committed, both knowingly and even unknowingly, even on today, and maybe what we would do tomorrow, oh God. Lord, we pray that you just give us grace to wake up tomorrow. Thank you for your love that has carried us and made us who we are. Thank you for Jesus, for your son down on the cross for us, for our sins, oh God. And Lord, I pray that even right now that my flesh as the host will decrease and that Phyllis's flesh as the guest will decrease, and we just make room for your glory, for your love, for your power to be felt on tonight, on this evening. There's something that we say on tonight that will introduce you to the lost, for them when they listen to the rebroadcast or whether they're listening live. Lord, we just let your will be done on tonight. Let your power go forth. Let your word go forth even right now, God. And Lord, we, me and Phyllis, we step out of the way and we make way for your glory to be revealed. We make way for your voice to be heard even on tonight, oh God. And Lord, I just bless the listeners. Bless Phyllis even right now, God. Give her strength, oh God, to continue to be the wonderful grandmother that she is, the wonderful mother that she is, and even the wonderful singer and radio personality that she is over at Faith to Faith Radio. And Lord, we just ask for you to continue to bless us. And again, Lord, if there's anything that we have done outside of your will, we ask for forgiveness even right now, God. And Lord, whatever your will is, let it be done on tonight, and let it be done in our lives as well as the lives of the people around us. In Jesus' name I pray, amen, amen again. Phyllis Jordan is amen. Here amen. On the show. Amen. How's it going, Gospel Image Award winner?
It's going wonderful here in the land of the living. To God be the glory. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Yes.
Hallelujah. Got that right.
With my one of the young ladies that my sister, we sing together. Her name is Faith Kellum, and we're just sitting here. I almost forgot, and she was like, don't you got something to do at 8 o'clock? I was like, oh, God. So we actually just pulled over so, you know, that I can actually do this and that God arise and the enemy be scattered. Mm-hmm. Amen.
Amen. Amen. What did you think about that RL Music Hands Raised track?
That was awesome. I was listening to that. I said, it sounded like the song that you had sent me, and I played it on the radio. I wasn't sure, but I like it. That was really, really nice. I was like, okay, I can listen to this, because I don't do a lot of rap music. I don't care if it's gospel, regular rap. That's just not my flavor, but I don't mm-hmm. knock anybody, because what God gives somebody is what God gives somebody. As long as it's positive, then it's good.
Amen. Well, here on the KS Radio Show, we play a little bit of worship, we play a little bit of R&B, we play a little bit of Christian hip-hop,
Okay. Anything
to glorify God. As long as it glorifies God, then I'm okay with it, and the listeners enjoy it as well, and it gives them another person to look up on social media or follow them on Spotify, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So that's the power of radio, and me and you, we both mm-hmm. know that. So it's always good to say music, because music is a universal language. I once heard a quote that a life without music would be a mistake. So that is exactly how powerful music is. And we thank you for joining us on tonight. How was your Friday?
So far, so good. I had my granddaughter today, and she was doing the most, but I was still on top of her game. So, you know, and then we got out and just enjoyed the rest of the day and just preparing myself for this evening. That's about it.
Amen. Amen. Well, mm-hmm. Phyllis, I was a guest on Face to Face Radio with you and Mr. Face to Face himself earlier this mm-hmm. year, if I'm not mistaken. And, you know, because you did a favor for me, I can only return a favor for you. So here I am, as the host of the KS Radio Show, to bring you on, to tell your testimony, to tell people, the listeners, the audience, your testimony, your goals in life, your 2021 goals. Maybe if you have some summer goals or some short-term goals, and basically just tell your testimony and give the listeners a little piece of your heart. So are you ready for this interview?
I'm ready for it.
Amen. So, Phyllis, I really don't know you personally.
I'm ready at all times.
So can you tell us your testimony? Like, were you born and raised in Cincinnati? Like, how did you come into the Lord? And, like, what made you want to get into, you know, radio?
Well, actually, I was born here. I grew up in church. We was just one of those type of families that had our own church. You had to go to church every day up until nighttime, come home, go to bed, get up, go to school, come home from school, go to church. So we went to church 6 days, 7 days a week, nonstop. So we was a Church of God in Christ, and anybody that's Church of God in Christ, they know how that is. So you're going to be in church for a while. So, you know, we got out of church, we got something to eat, and pretty much that's how my life was growing up until I decided to make a change on my own when we moved out of my grandparents' house. That, like, going to church every day thing kind of slowed down for me. Because by me being a child, you know, when you're young like that, you really don't understand the meaning of God and how much God means to your life. So you really don't understand. So you're pretty much on your own as far as that goes, because you're just doing what a child do, you know. But as you get older and start getting understanding and wiser, you know, I was like the prodigal son. I wanted to do my own thing. I left home, and I wanted to just be in the world myself. I did, you know, talent shows, hanging out in the streets, hanging out in the bars, all that, yada, yada, yada. I did all that kind of stuff. But then, like, one day, I guess I had got in trouble. Well, I don't guess. I got in trouble. You know, I got caught up with the wrong people, and I just had to just leave Cincinnati and go to another city. Not my choice, but their choice. I was in Marysville. I did so much time in Marysville when I got out. I didn't do too much because I didn't know nobody like that. So basically, I was still, like, getting high as far as, like, smoking weed and drinking. And I never really gave up singing. I just wasn't singing gospel music. I was singing regular music, and, gospel music is regular music. It's just a different level. So I was just on something else, and what made me actually come back was when I wanted to kill myself one day, and everything just was so crazy and bizarre. Like, God just sent somebody my way to find me, and they found me, and that's been, like, my best friend ever since, and that's been over 18 years ago. We've been, like, just that type since then, and I met a lot of wonderful people. My sister right here, you know, me and her, when we got together, we just clicked, like, like, we had been knowing each other for years, but really we haven't. But it's just like, you know, when God brings people in your life, some people are for a season and some people are for a reason, and then you have people that's for a purpose. So God placed her in my life like he placed my Gage is my best friend in the world. That's my number one. That's my soulmate. That's all of that in one. And, you know, I wanted to kill myself. I'm just actually, like, walking around my testimony. I wanted to kill myself. I was going to go out and do all kind of drugs. I didn't care. But that happened in Youngstown, Ohio. And when God sent him my way, he snatched me out of that bar I was in. Gabe came to the rescue because God sent him my way. And that's how, you know, I got stopped from killing myself, because I wanted to kill myself. And ever since then, me and him been just like, you know, like we was just meant to be. And so we moved back here to Cincinnati. This is my hometown. I've made a promise with God that, God, if you just give me that anointing voice, that I would not go out into the world and do the stuff that they do in the world that's not of him. So I do not, like, people ask me all the time, won't you just sing the hook on my song? I'll be like, nah, I can't do that. I can't sing the hook on your song. Is it a gospel song? And they said, no, I said, no, I can't do it. Because, you know, a lot of times often we promise God and then we break that promise. But that's just one promise that I don't want to ever break with God, because God has never broken a promise to me. Never. You know, his words say he'll never leave nor forsake you, and he has never left nor forsaken me. So I try to hold on to that. As bad as my flesh wants to, I always go back to say, God, I made that promise and I won't do it. So I just don't do it. And, I mean, you know, I have 4 children. I love them to death. I have 11 grandchildren. I have a great-grandson on the way. And do they be tearing me down? Not tearing me down, but wearing me out. Out of 11 grandchildren, I got 1 granddaughter that wears me out. She says so much, you know. She just do the most, but she's a little baby, so she do little baby stuff, you know. It ain't too much, I can't handle it, but she's sure enough to give you a run for your money. I'm at the point now in my life to where all I want to do is just sing and glorify God's name. You know, I was blessed enough to just have an anointing voice, to where I'm able to just go out and do things in the world that God have me to go out and minister. So, you know, I'm out there ministering. I've Gospel Image Awards, the D.D. Walker Gospel Image Awards. I've been on Dr. Bobby Jones' show. I've been on the Word Network channel. I've just been, like, a lot of places singing all around the world. The Stellar's Awards, all of that. I've done those things, but if it ain't about God first, it don't mean nothing. So I'm just excited
Amen to
about
that.
What God has done. Yes, sir. Absolutely.
Well, I'm excited for you. When I was a guest on the Face-to-Face radio show, of course, I didn't ask you, like, your testimony and everything, which is why I brought you on the show tonight, because I wanted to get to know you, and the listeners, they deserve to know your testimony, because it could be somebody that's listening now or that will listen later on that is struggling with, you know, suicide as well, and because God brought you out of that, he can bring them out of that, because God gave you a voice. They could, maybe God has a talent for them that they could glorify him with as well. So that's powerful. And that's very impactful for the listeners to know whether they believe in Jesus or not. We are going to get into our first music break for the night. Since you are a Cincinnati native, it's only right that we play some Cincinnati artists on the show. And this right here is a good friend of mine. She's a singer. Most of the music on tonight's playlist is singing, because I want to honor you, because I know that you are a singer. So this is Ariana Marie. And offer her Unapologetic project that came out a couple weeks ago. And this is Right There With You. Check it out.
Okay. Amen.
First wake up, first thing I could think of was the thought of being in your word, in search of a new lesson, yearning for your presence, cause all I wanna do is grow with you. You're changing my mind and changing my heart, you're changing everything that I do, cause you're all I think about. I'm dreaming the same. touched by the love of Jesus. And there's no greater love than Jesus. And it's the best thing
Hey, this is Ms. Beats, and you are listening to the KS Radio Show, home of the most exclusive interviews and exclusive music.
KS Radio Show, hosted by Alicio, a.k.a. KS. You got a new hot record you can't get on the airways? Well, they take music submissions over here at AlicioTorres1989@yahoo.com.
Say what?
Alicio started the KS Radio Show in January 2016, and it is recorded live every Friday at 8 p.m. Eastern Time through www.blogtalkradio.com. Not only is the KS Radio Show the home of the most exclusive music and interviews, you can also give a birthday shout-out to your homies.
Happy birthday!
Follow on Instagram and Twitter at KS Radio Show. Or contact Alicio directly. His phone number is 513-370-4968. Alicio is down to interview anybody with a testimony. So get with it or get lost, get right or get left. Yeah.
F-R-I-E-N-D-S, miss me with them indirect. Boxes on the internet, I pass, don't ever intercept. How you in the clip, but you don't know me at all. All your shots get intercepted, so don't throw me the ball.
Hey, this is Ariana Marie. And you are listening to the KS Radio Show, home of the most exclusive interviews and exclusive music.
Hey, what's up? This is Chrissy Payne with Fox Culture, and you are now listening to the KS Radio Show. Keep bearing fruit.
Hey, shout out to Ariana Marie for sending over that track right there with you that we just played. My guest tonight is Ms. Phyllis Jordan, who is a host of Face to Face Radio, and she's also a Gospel Image Award winner. And like you just heard, she's been all over the country, all over the world, singing for Jesus. And we're just honored to have her on tonight. Miss Phyllis, are you still there?
Oh, yes, sir. I'm absolutely here. Amen.
Amen. Yep. So, sure. Phyllis, what did you think about the Right There With You track from Ariana?
I mean, it was nice. She has a beautiful voice. It's different for me, but it's nice. It sounds beautiful. Is she
Amen.
From Cincinnati?
She is from Cincinnati, her mm-hmm. and her mother. They both sing. They both been on the show. Yeah. And I believe I have an upcoming interview with Ariana 101. I want to say in July.
Okay.
She'll be back on the show.
Okay.
I have her project, and it's very, very good, very, very anointed, and very, very, you know, put in, and it's a classic. In my opinion, it's a classic because I haven't skipped any tracks. I can listen to it all the way through without skipping. So
okay.
it's an instant classic, in my opinion.
Okay.
Amen. Never know. If I'm not mistaken, I want to say after our interview at Face to Face Radio, I called Ariana, mm-hmm. and I said, sis, do you mind if I send some of your music to a local radio station? And she said no. So I believe your husband, I believe he got some of her music, if I'm not mistaken. I have to look back in my emails. But if not, I would definitely send them again, because she deserves to be radio played
Right. Sure, you can send it. We have no problem playing people's music on our show, as long as it's like fits the program. We're good.
That I know. That I definitely know. So, Ms. Phillips, since you are my guest tonight, you heard in the commercial that we do birthday shout-outs. So, are there any shout-outs that you want to give on tonight to your husband, your cat, your dog, your fish, porcupine, anybody you want to give a shout-out to? You have the time and the opportunity to do it now.
Right. So, I'm just going to give a shout-out to everybody in the world for staying strong. I'm going to give a shout-out to God because he's ahead of our lives. I'm just going to give a shout-out to Mr. Gabriel, Mr. Faith to Faith himself, my sister Faith Callum. I'm just sending out a shout-out to your radio station. And most of all, you know, to God be the glory. Amen.
Amen. Well, I do have a few shout-outs that I want to get out the way as well. I do want to give a shout-out to Joe Focus, Cincinnati native that's listening live. Glory Shalom that's listening live, as well as the big brother, the homie RL Music, that's listening live. And the birthday shout-outs for tonight go to Miss Natalie Acosta, the homie Kevin Brown, Shakaya Walker, the homie Kyle Klein, the homie Julian J. Aponte, Shaquin Scott, Maria Ford, Miss Elva Costa-Tua. Yeah, I butchered that last name. And some upcoming birthday shout-outs that I have on the list is from a pastor that I know in Gary, Indiana, the homie Pastor Royce Thompson Sr. His birthday is Sunday. And the homie Don Hunt, his birthday is Sunday as well. So hopefully you guys have had a wonderful birthday. And for anybody with their upcoming birthdays, hopefully your birthdays are, you know, blessed and filled with friends, love, and laughter. And, hopefully you continue to thank God for another year of blessings and his protection. So we're going to keep the show rolling. Ms. Phyllis, you are not only a radio personality, but you're a singer, and we have four of your songs in queue on tonight. Hold on, is it four, three? Okay. One, two, three. Yeah, I think it's three. So how about we jump into some of your music? But can you tell us the inspiration behind the track called It Takes a Village, and what does that mean?
Okay, so actually, God gave me this vision a while back, but I wasn't sure what the vision was for and what the reason was behind it. So after this big ordeal with George Floyd, it registered with me, like, it takes a whole village to raise a child, because if we're not watching our children ourselves, somebody is going to take over and they're going to hurt them, you know, whether they're older or younger. I mean, it could be your mom, your dad, but they're still a child of God. So it takes a whole village to raise a child. And, you know, these women out here trying to be their daughter's friends instead of the parent, and that goes the same for the father, trying to be the friend and not the parent. You have to be the one that they look up to, because you can't just have anybody raising your child. So God sent us to stand in the gap, to pray over these children, to watch over these children, to be the ones that, you know, the arm bearer. We have to stand strong for our children, and that's the vision God gave me. To it takes a whole village to raise a child, because it does, you know. Because you got so many, like I said, there's so many parents out here that's unfit parents. And I just think it's sickening the way they treat some of these children. But, I mean, it's nothing that we really can do about it, because we're not there at the time that it happens. But when judgment day comes, God is going to answer everybody. Or he's going to let everybody know what they got in that book of life. Because you're being judged according to your works and your ways. So that's why I said it takes a village to raise a child, because That's what we're here for. We're supposed to be guardians over our children. We're supposed to be guardians over the children of the world. That's the next generation coming up. If we cannot protect those babies, then we're not doing our job. So we can't. If we see a child out there suffering, we have to step in. We have to step in. Because you don't know what's going on with that child or in that child's life, you know, so we have to step in and be a helping hand. So that's why it takes a village to raise a child. And on this song, it's myself, Faith Kellum, Kashawn Stevens, my daughter, she's a disciple, Darv Suver, Gabriel Suver, and Desiree Lewis. And Desiree is from Mississippi. The Darvish is from Youngstown, but everybody else is from here, right here in Cincinnati. And this is the vision that God gave me with these people. They are anointed. And I'm telling you, we had so much fun doing the same day we did the song, the same day we did the video. So we did it all in one shot. So that's the story behind It Takes a Village to Raise a Child.
Amen. Well, thank you for the inspiration behind the track. So how about we go ahead and get into Miss Phyllis Jordan's It Takes a Village right here on the KS Radio Show. Y'all keep it locked.
Hey, this is Salma Shones, and you're listening to the KS Radio Show, home of the most exclusive interviews and exclusive music.
Yeah. Takes a whole village, why oh why, please tell me why. Mother sleeping and daughter.
everything is good, so you in denial. It's the contrary on that media profile. When is the last time you said I love you? It's been a while. If this was a court date, you would have missed the trial. Don't know their interests or how to make them smile. No affection, it's neglection to start to pile. Trying to cope with life's tears and sweaty brows. Know what the problem is, but not the whens and how. Mama searching for help, the daddy's not around. Promoted him to be the king, but he didn't want the crown. Years ago, he went to the store, but it was out of town. Family left so broken up, the pieces hit the ground. All the painful cries can make the whole city drown. Now the child is led by the streets in danger bound. Calling out for help, but nobody hears the sound. That's when you go to God, God, God.
Overcomer Apparel, a premium Christian clothing company that boldly displays and promotes a message of victory and hope. This is more than a brand. It's a testimony. Connect with us on Facebook at facebook.com/Overcomer Apparel. And check out all the fresh merchandise at www.overcomerapparel.org. Get your gear today and let everyone know that you are more than an overcomer through Christ. Revelations 12:11. And they overcome by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony.
Amen, you guys. There was Miss Phyllis Jordan with It Takes a Village, and a lot of close friends and family members on that track. And yeah, in the message, it does take a village to raise a child, and especially to raise a child the right way. And we're going to get into some exclusive music tonight, right now, by another Cincinnati native by the name of Joe Focus. And this is Feed the Block featuring K-Way, Iceberg 517, and Miss Steffi Souter. So without any further ado, here is Feed the Block. Check it out.
Royalty!
Face in the world, walla, playwright, K-drama, wordless, fire, not putting out bad karma. We're in the field, like Kathy Fields, gotta make heroes, hope is around here. We're on a mission, building a foundation, we never settle, Mari Brothers new level, back on the scene, with another quick 16, the devil is defeated, love is what's needed, good company like Donnie. It's a praise party, never following the crowd. Phenomenal AJ style, fulfilling the mission 24-7, Ron Killings. Keeping things positive, may y'all go walk a bit. This is a mission, we're here to feed everyone. God's here for everyone, never turn our back on anyone. K-Way, what's up? Steffi, what's up? We're gonna say it real loud.
Feed the block, feed the block. Feed the block, 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 feed the block.
I gotta feed the block, I gotta take care of my flock. I traded in my record for a speaker, cause I want them to hear me knock. First step is to reach them, second step is to feed them. Give them something that's gonna stick to their soul, not something that's gonna leave them hungry and thirsty, searching for more. My food, real flavor, what's not to adore. These kids be starving, I'm giving them Jesus in a sandwich, something like gourmet galore. Look, I'm whipping, I'm flipping, I'm whisking, I'm dipping. You know what's up when K, we step in the kitchen. Just tell me what you need. Hey, you need a piece of chicken?
Feed the block, 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 feed the block.
We outreach on every level, preparing meals, clothing people, from driving groups to churches, to listening to their problems, seeing how things work. We love on them, never giving up on them. It's a love movement, we're mission driven, bringing people together, feed the block. Isaiah 58:7, is it not to deal thy bread to the hungry, and that thou bring the poor that are cast out to thy house? When thou seest the naked, that thou cover him, and that thou hide not thyself from thine own flesh, feed the block.
Feed the block, 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 feed the block. Feed the block, 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 feed the block.
Yo, this is Brody Da Vinci, and you are now tuned in to the KS Radio Show, home of the most exclusive interviews and exclusive music. Bless.
She's a young beauty queen on a mission. She's been called by God for a purpose. It's supernatural. Nothing out of this world. Out of this world.
Are you looking for impeccable styles and the latest trends in fashion and couture? Then look no further than ShalomChic.com. Hi, this is Glory Shalom, and I want to personally invite you to ShalomChic.com. ShalomChic.com is an online fashion boutique for women. We specialize in carrying the latest trends in fashion and couture, all at an affordable price. Shalom Chic offers a variety of styles for the fashionista in you. Yes, visit us today at ShalomChic.com and let us get you dressed to impress. See you there.
What up, y'all? It's your boy D1. Right now, you are rocking with the KS Radio Show. Yeah.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Hey, man, shout out to the homie Joe Focus for sending over that track called Feed the Block that is geared toward evangelism, because we all know that the sun is out. We all know that, you know, spring is here, and the weather is hot, and it is the perfect time to get out in the community and tell others about Jesus through, you know, different sources, different resources, and one of them being feeding the flock, feeding the people, because who's going to turn down free food? That's what I thought. Nobody. Ms. Phyllis Jordan is our guest on tonight. She's from Faith to Faith Radio, and she's a Gospel Image Award singing winner. So she's been around the world singing for Jesus, and she has made a promise to God to only glorify him and him alone with her voice, with her anointed divine singing vocal cord. Ms. Phyllis, are you still there?
Yes, I'm here.
We are currently at the 9 o'clock hour mark. And I haven't had a chance to ask you, what made you want to be a guest on the KS Radio Show tonight?
Well, actually, we had been talking back and forth, so I think I asked you to be a guest on my show, or I asked you about being like the artist of the month because I thought you was a rapper, and you told me that you did it, so we got to talking. And one thing led to another. You said you'll come on my show. I said, okay, great, I'll come on your show. So that's how that came about, me being on your show. And actually, you came on our show last year.
Oh, okay. I knew it was either this year or last year. It was one or the other. I remember that.
It was last year. Because I don't even think they had started that pandemic yet. So it had to be last year. Well, it might have been like this year, like, but maybe the pandemic had just started, I think it was. It was this year, like maybe in January or the early part of March. But, yeah.
Yeah, I know it was recent. Anyway, we had a great time on the show. And, again, I want to thank you and Mr. Faith to Faith for, you know, booking me to be a guest. It was definitely a different interview because I've never done one, like, live. But we definitely had a great time, and again, just, you know, just thank the Faith to Faith family for welcoming me for what I do,
Amen.
And for just want to get, you know, my testimony and so forth. So yeah.
Yes,
now, Ms. Phyllis, you are, like I mentioned, you are a singer. We have two more of your songs in queue, and we are going to play them on tonight. But I do want to give a big shout out to my sponsors on tonight, Overcome or Pearl. You guys heard the commercial, and ShalomChic.com. You can check out their links in the description of this show. ShalomChic.com is a fashion boutique for women with affordable prices, and every order comes with free shipping. And I have a little sneak peek for the listeners that if you visit ShalomChic.com sometime in May or June, you might find some brand new inventory, because Glory Shalom is always working to make sure that ladies look fantastic and that everything is, you know, affordable. And it's definitely something that every woman, or check this out, husbands, you guys want to check out for your wife. So definitely all prices is affordable, and every order comes with free shipping, as well as Overcome Apparel. They take 10% of their earnings in a month, and they help give back to a family in need. Doesn't matter if it's a single parent home or a married couple and they just struggling with kids and, you know, struggling with finances. So they give back to the community as well. So check out their links in the description below. Ms. Phyllis, you are a singer, and we heard It Takes a Village, and it does. We have two more of your songs in queue, titled Are You Ready? And I can't keep it to myself. Yes, right. Ma'am. And I remember when I was a guest on Face to Face Radio, you let me hear Can't Keep It to Myself. And I was like, this is a hit. And I love the track, and I'm actually honored and excited to play it on tonight. But what is the inspiration behind Can't Keep It to Myself?
Well, the song, the vision behind I Can't Keep It to Myself was, excuse me, I thought about the prodigal son, and I was like the prodigal daughter. I wanted everything my way. I wanted to get out there in the world and just do things the way I wanted to do it. And once I saw how low that can bring you down, how quick that can take you down, mm-hmm. I had to go back to my first love, which was Jesus. And God gave me that song. And ever since, I've just been just excited because I love that song. That's actually one of my favorite songs of my new CD coming out. Yes.
Amen. Now, you're dropping some gems tonight, Ms. Philly, because I had no idea about the project. So when is the project coming out, and what is it called?
The name of my the project is going to be, it's going to be called It Takes a Whole Village to Raise a Child, but that's going to be one of the singles on there, and it should be out later this year. I would definitely keep you heads up about when it's coming out, because we're still in the process of doing songs. Yes, sir.
Okay, well, I can't wait to play it, to announce it and promote it. Because, you know, Face-to-Face Radio and KS Radio Show, we go hand-in-hand and we support one another.
Yes,
so you've already given us the inspiration. There we are. There we are. One body, many members. Amen.
Yes, sir.
Amen. So how about we go ahead and get into your next song called I Can't Keep It to Myself. And, you know, I can't keep it to myself because I want to share with the KS Radio Show family. So here it is right here on the KS Radio Show. Ms. Phyllis Jordan with I Can't Keep It to Myself. You guys lock in, stay tuned. This is going to make you want to get up and dance. And hopefully it ministers to your heart and to your ears. Check it out.
Hey,
I can't keep it to myself.
Oh, I
can't keep it to myself.
Oh, I
I love that song. Like, when that was interviewed on Face to Face Radio and Miss Phyllis played that song, I got my little dance going, my little elbows moving, and I was really feeling it, and hopefully you guys were too. This is the KS Radio Show, home with all its exclusive interviews and exclusive music, and none other than Miss Phyllis Jordan is my guest tonight. She's from Face to Face Radio right here in Cincinnati. Not only that, but she's also a Gospel Image Award winner, and she's been traveling all over the world singing for Jesus. So make some noise for Miss Phyllis Jordan. And just like a lot of you, you guys did not see that voice coming. You guys didn't know what to expect when you called in. This next segment, you guys are not going to see coming either. The segment that I'm going to do now is called I Love Jesus Because, which is a game that I play with the guests on the KS Radio Show. And basically, Ms. Phyllis, I'm going to say I love Jesus because, and then you're going to tell the listeners why you love Jesus. Because a lot of us, we get so busy in ministry that we forget why we love Jesus. And we forget about God doing things for God, if that makes any sense. But it's important for us to remember why we love Jesus so that we can continue to be on fire for the Lord and see souls saved and see families, you know, redeemed and people come back to the Lord. But we can't do that if we don't love Jesus. So we got to love Jesus because he loved us. So are you ready to play this game?
I'm ready to play this game.
Okay, so I love Jesus because?
I love Jesus because he's good, good. Jesus is good to me. Oh, yeah.
Singing is in her DNA, and I just love it. I love it. You guys, we are going to open up the phone lines right now. If you guys have any questions or any feedback about the show on tonight or any questions from Ms. Phyllis, press the number one key right now. I do want to give a big shout out to none other than two partners of mine, the homie Jet Black from Must Be Heard Radio, which is one of my partnerships, and the homie Jay Jira, who has a show tomorrow afternoon and on Monday afternoon right here on the KS Radio Show Network. And give a big shout out to them. But if you guys do not have any questions or any feedback, then we're just going to continue on with the show. And hopefully you are enjoying it thus far. Miss Phyllis, the next song we're going to play is called Are You Ready? And this is your last song in the playlist. And I want to know, what was the inspiration behind this song and how can people find it online?
Amen. Well, actually, we just actually got done with the video for this song. Saturday, right? It's so crazy how this song came about. We were coming back from a gospel event down in Alabama, and me and the brother Kashawn, we was just joking around with the song at first. We were just playing around with it, and it went from playing around to God saying, "Nah, y'all gonna do this song." So me, myself, Faith Kellum and Kashawn Stevens, we got together, Jesus worked it out, and we just went with it. Are you ready? Are you ready? Are you ready for your blessings? Get ready for your blessings. That's it.
Amen. So it's not on digital platforms yet. It's not on Spotify. It's not on YouTube.
No, we haven't came out with this particular song yet, but it should be coming out soon. Wait a minute, did he get that out there? I don't think it's out yet because he was waiting for the video. But knowing my brother, he may have it on our website. So. But it will be out soon because the video is getting finalized. Like I said, we just shot the video, and we actually just did the other video 2 weeks ago for It Takes a Village to Raise a Whole Town. So we just been working. We got a lot going on, but that's what's going on with this song right here. So, but if people want to get any of our music, they can go to our website, faith-faithent.com. So they definitely have to put the www in. Dot faith dash the number 2 dash faithent.com. Or they can just look us up on Facebook, because you know pretty much everybody on Facebook. Or they can hit me up on the phone line, 513-954-9409. Once again, 513-954-9409. Or they can email me, faith, the number 2, faith, gospelhour@yahoo.com, because we get a lot of emails because a lot of artists want us to play their music on our radio station or even our television show. So we do television, radio, we do it all. We have DR Global Media Group. We just want Big Happy Family because we have a lot going on.
Amen. Well, I don't have to ask for your social media information now because you just gave it. That makes my job a lot easier.
Yeah.
But we are going to get into your song called Are You Ready? And you guys, like
yes,
you heard
sir.
From Miss Phyllis herself, this is something exclusive on the KS Radio Show, which is the home of the most exclusive interviews and exclusive music. So keep it locked. Here is Miss Phyllis Jordan with Are You Ready? Check it out.
Amen.
Hey, this is Queen Lynn. And you are now listening to the KS Radio Show, home of the most exclusive interviews and exclusive music.
Hey, this is Dina May, and you're listening to the one and only KS Radio Show, home of exclusive interviews and music.
I think we got some trouble down there. Gonna get, yeah.
We have lived through the struggle, good and bad times. Lost some family, friends, and even some animals. It left us wondering how we could ever make it through. The Bible tells us to seek His face and you will find the truth. You will find the truth.
Just make a move. Know the plans we always follow you. Change your life and something new. Throw your hands up if you're ready, ready. For your blessing, keep it steady, steady. Throw your hands up if you're ready, ready. So how do we meet at the table with corruption all over our place?
You got
Ready?
Hey, what's good, y'all? This your boy K-Drama, and you are listening to the KS Radio Show, home of the most exclusive interviews and music. Keep it locked.
You can't say that you love God and hate his creation. It just doesn't mix. You know, I love the scripture in Isaiah 1:17 that says, look to do good, seek justice, defend the oppressed. And in today's society, in today's age, it's so necessary. And not enough of us are doing it. It's one thing to stand behind a phone or a computer and tweet something out, question something, but when you're in the thick of it and you're the recipient of the injustice on a daily basis, it changes everything for you. So the responsibility can't fall on anybody else but us, especially as believers, especially as Christians. Jesus was an activist. Actions speak louder than words. Gotta stand next to our brothers and sisters. Gotta stand up for justice. Gotta do what's right, because that's exactly what Jesus would do. And he said to love your neighbor as yourself.
Yo, 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 this your man Herman Noble, rocking with KS Radio. Y'all keep it locked.
Hey, yo, this is your boy Go Yee, and you're listening to the KS Radio Show, home of the most exclusive interviews and exclusive music. Go Yee.
Not only do we have to stand up to justice and, you know, stand up to injustice, but we also have to be reminded why we love Jesus and that he saved us. And we have to go out and tell others so that he could save them. So we're going to get into another featured track on tonight by none other than the very anointed Miss Gloria Shalom called He Saved Me. We've all heard her announcement. She is a sponsor of the show. So it's only right that we put a voice to a face to a company. And that's ShalomShe.com. So here's Gloria Shalom with He Saved Me. Check it out.
Queen on a mission. She's been called by God for a purpose. She's supernatural. Nothing out of this world. Out of this world. She walks with strength and authority. Like fire, she powers over the enemy. She's extraordinary. Just like her daddy. Her daddy. People always wonder how she shines like a supernova, supernova. They ask her what's the formula, formula. She let them know, she let them know.
The Lord blessed me with his latest.
got me feeling so glorified. I'm so glad I got you in my life. Without you by my side, I will be lost and worthy within. When it comes to seeking your goodness, I don't even know where to begin. Love so sincere, you ain't got a question. Thank you, Lord, for all of these blessings, no blessings, no blessings, no blessings.
Woo! Save me.
Amen, you guys, we're back. We are definitely in the, you know, the quarter mile mark of the show. There was Bo Shalom with He Saved Me. I just love that track. And thank you, sis, for being a sponsor of the show. My guest tonight is Ms. Phyllis Jordan. And we got a few more songs to play before we close out the show. Ms. Phyllis, are you still there?
I sure is.
Are you enjoying the show tonight?
I am really enjoying myself tonight. To God be the glory all the time.
Amen. Now, what is the vision behind Face to Face Radio?
The vision behind Face to Face Radio is to let God arise and the enemy be scattered. But the vision.
Amen. And you guys do interviews too, right?
Yes, we do interviews. We have a variety of artists. We also do advertising. most of all, I was just really just messing around when I said that, but it is the truth. Our vision behind Faith to Faith Radio is to bring something for everybody because we have a lot of radio stations that just play like one style. They don't do a variety. You have to have something for old, young, and middle. You know, even the babies enjoy a little music every now and then. And we want to get people music out there that don't actually get a chance to be heard on the radio without having to pay for it, because a lot of times, a lot of these radio stations want you to pay them to even play your music on the radio. And I don't believe that's fair, because when God gives you something, God gave it to you to be a blessing to others. So we just pretty much want to be a blessing to those that, you know, just want to be heard, to get their music out there on a platform, whether it be music, spoken word, rap, gospel jazz, country jazz, I mean country gospel, whatever it may be, you know, whatever God plants in your heart. That's our vision, to just be greater at what we do. And do it all in the name of the Lord.
Amen. Well, we know now that you play all variety, all genres of music. And so if you guys do want to check out the website, it is www.faith2faithent.com. And you guys definitely want to head on over there, because they have a 24-hour playlist. And if you are doing the dishes late at night, or even if you are, you know, on your way out of town early in the morning, whatever the case may be, they have a song and a playlist specifically for you. And you don't have to, you know, download an app or anything. You can just go right to the website, click the link, and then it'll take you right there.
We do have the phone app. If they want to download the phone app, you just go to your Play Store and just put in Face to Face Radio, and the app will come up, and you can just have that app with you anywhere you go in this world. It'll play everywhere. Yes, sir.
Amen. Now, I do know that 2020 was a rough year for a lot of us, even for the creative people.
Yes.
Some businesses were shut down. Some radio stations, they didn't interview people live anymore. What was your 2020 like? Was it challenging? What did God teach you in 2020?
I mean, it was challenging, but I'm going to be honest with you. I didn't feel no difference, because we've always been this way our entire life. So I really didn't feel like I was being hindered or stuck in the position or stuck in the place where I couldn't do what we normally do, because whatever you do for God is going to last. So if you're doing your work in the name of God, if you're doing your work in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, it's going to go forth. Nothing can stop it. What the doors that don't be opened by man, they can't shut them. Only God can shut them. And I just don't believe that it really messed up, you know, my years or our years. Only those that didn't have no type of understanding, like, why is this going on? Because you got to think about something. Back in the day, in the biblical days, when they had those plagues, and it messed with a lot of people because they wasn't living right. If you're not living right, if they out here doing all the wrong things of the commandments, when the commandments say, thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not steal, you know, honor your mother and your father, you have to do those things still to this day. So if you're not living right, then your year was messed up. It really was. And I'm not being funny, but it shouldn't have even been, like, you got to have that personal relationship with God. Because God is going to see you through everything that you need to get through. So it wasn't a bad year for me.
Amen to that. And yes, God is going to get you through anything and everything that you're going through. And for that, that deserves a round of applause.
Amen.
Definitely appreciate that piece of encouragement, sis. Definitely appreciate that, because a lot of people, because of COVID or because of last year, them losing family members, friends, even coworkers to this disease, they don't have any hope. So I'm glad that you was able to encourage the listeners and let them know, like, God is going to get you through this, whether you are at the peak of the mountain or if you are in the valley. Wherever you are, God can reach you, and he can encourage you, and he can give you that turnaround about, and he can bring you into his light. He can show you the directions. He can give you wisdom that will pull you out of that situation that you're in. So
Amen.
I definitely appreciate that. If that didn't minister to nobody else, it ministered to me, and I appreciate you for that on tonight.
Yes, sir. Amen.
Now, Phyllis, I know that you are a guest tonight. Are you open to doing, like, more interviews? How can people reach out to you?
Well, if anybody wants to reach out to me or my manager, my partner, they can just hit us up on Facebook. Phyllis Jordan on Facebook, Gabriel Suber on Facebook, or you can go to www.faith-faith.ent.com. You can reach out to us that way, or they can call us at 513-954-9409. Once again, 513-954-9409.
Amen. We appreciate it. Okay, go ahead, my bad.
Or they can go to our email, which is faith2faithgospelhour@yahoo.com.
Amen. And is that the same email that they can submit tracks to?
Yes, sir. They absolutely can, as long as they are in MP3 format. And if you got music, send your music. You know, make sure it's just MP3 format, and we'll get it on in rotation the same day you send it. And
Amen.
If they got videos, gospel videos, because we do air our show every Thursday night. So if you have anybody have any gospel videos that they want us to air on our The Victorious Life, it comes on YouTube. Send that to the same email address, and we would most definitely get your video aired.
Amen. Miss Phyllis, are you ready for some more music tonight?
I'm ready. Let's get it. Let's go.
So I do know that now in 2021, it has been a lot of Asian hate crime. And in 2020, we're still battling with the injustice with the African American community, and you know, yes. cops killing black people and so forth, teenagers yes. included, didn't even know that cops were yes. killing teenagers until 2021. Lord, please be with us. So we all know that there is yes. a skin issue in the United States, whether you are black, white, whatever race you are, whatever ethnicity you are, there is an issue with skin color around the world, especially in the United
yes,
States. So this track is from KB, and it's titled Dark Skin. And I just want to encourage the listeners that no matter what color you are, man or woman, that you are made beautiful and fearfully and wonderfully made in the image of God, and that your skin color is not a weapon. Your skin color is something divine, handcrafted and made by the Father himself, that being God. So here's KB with Dark Skin. Check it out.
Dark skin, the world's ever preferred you. Lost in the thought that in the sight of God, you've been gorgeous, sun-kissed, never liking your emojis. No apologies for the image you were formed, and that image is important. Yours the lordship, oh yes, corsair, beautiful without that potion. But I just saw my daughter trying to scrub the black off her skin underwater, running from the sun, she ain't trying to get darker. Haunted, will anybody want her? Cause they don't want her for the road, they don't want her for the show, don't want her for the vote, they'll take her for the night, but they don't want her for a home. Blacks in America, Asian folks struggle with the skin that ain't fair enough. More than those in South America, declaring only bury up and buried by the cross that can carry us. He will not ignore this, widow and the orphan. Only true religion, you ain't with it, then you lost it. Skin bleaching cream is supreme in the poorest. Gospel can erase all the color line drawing. Lately we've been feeling it the hardest. Dead in the street with a knee on his drawing. Never been a felon, but I'm treated like it often. I don't wanna be a hashtag out jogging. Where can we take all the hate that we hauling? Laws only help, but they never could dissolve it. We need to die and resurrect where the heart is. On earth as it is in heaven, how they gonna solve it? I am on my calling. Support them, but my hope is not in law enforcement. Stay the course, of course, and I don't need endorsement. Empowered young man, that's a caution, caution. I believe the power of the church and the artist. We the least expected, like a new apartment. The gospel's more potent than they ever wanted. The boat can't be sunk when Jesus is sleeping on it. Church, are you hearing me? Invest in your neighbor, not conspiracy. How you politicize the mouth of the reverend? Ain't a left or a right side up in heaven, no. Faith is what we stand up. I pledge allegiance in the blood-stained banner. Yes, I love America, but heaven is the standard. Nations come and go, but its glory can't be damaged. I say Jesus is the answer. Do what he commands us. And maybe for the first time, humble our pride. See the God that can mend us. God that can mend us. God that can mend us. Yeah. Jesus is the answer.
That's what happens. God does something with you, and your old crew think you done got brand new. Guess what? You did. Quit apologizing for that. Quit apologizing for that. Quit coming down and telling them, no, it ain't like that no more. No, we still cool. Quit saying that. Quit saying that. Because what you're saying is, I still want to be in bondage to the me that you used to know. I'm sorry. I am not that person anymore. Those demons have been eradicated, and he whom the Son has set free is free indeed. So if you don't recognize me, that's not my fault.
Pardon me if my speech seems tempered with passion, but lately my life ain't been no crystal stair. Instead of graduations and walking across stages and going to basketball games, I'm seeing riots and fires and people who are dying from a lack of air. I would speak, but see, the way this mask on my face is set up, I'm a little distant, and frankly, I'm tired. And I really don't understand the argument, because some of us have been wearing masks to church long before they were required, but I digress. We smile, but see, depression has a funny way with timing, because as soon as I think it's gonna get better, the news only reminds me every 4 minutes exactly how many people are dying. This can't be life. They say things get better with time. How, Sway? Because Ahmaud Arbery, George Floyd, and Breonna Taylor didn't get more time. Instead, time rewarded them with death the hard way. I want to keep the faith, But I'd be lying if I didn't say sometimes I feel forgotten, because never leave me nor forsake me seems to fade when my brothers and sisters are rotten. The pastor spoke about racism on Sunday, but that was weeks ago, and now we're on to the next. While Robert Fuller and Malcolm Harsh were found in sunny Southern California in a tree hanging by their necks, so I need answers. 'Cause if red and yellow, black and white are all precious in his sight, then why does fear now come in squad cars when police come out at night? If we can launch people into space where no one is, why can't we get ventilators in hospitals just so people can live? I don't see the issue. 'Cause you're telling me my car can park itself, drive itself, but I can't go to the store and buy tissue. Something ain't adding up. I've been in the house 3 whole months and life will never be the same. I got gloves, I got masks, I got disinfectant. I bought this story hook, line, and sinker. I've sanitized my hands so much, alcohol is coming out my pores and I have never been a drinker. So I need answers. So what do I do? Me? Oh, I turn to the place this record has never been wrong. Written over 2,000 years ago and still correct, still right, still true, song after song. See, this story, like so many before, was already in the bookcases. There will be nation rising up against nation, pestilence and earthquakes in diverse places. I know you feel like there's no hope, and this world is in a downward spiral. But can I tell you something? At the peak of hopelessness is a perfect time for revival. Because God has never lost, and he is still on the throne, and he will reign forever after statues, after flags, protesters, and corona are all long gone. There is a hope found in him that this world needs to know. And it's up to us, it is up to you, to make sure that his love is known. My brother, my sister, our skin color don't make us divided, because the blood that was shed on Calvary is relentless, and it has hope, joy, and unity inside it. You looking for an answer? Well, let me be frank and very clear. The only answer that will change anything in this world is Jesus, and he is as he has always been, right here. He is the answer.
Hey, this is Essence E, and you're listening to the KS Radio Show, home of the most exclusive interviews and exclusive music.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Hey, man, I just love that KB Dark End track. Man, I am really honored to play that on the show because it is powerful. You hear me? Powerful, just like Miss Phyllis Jordan's tracks are, just like each and every person on the playlist tonight are. Miss Phyllis Jordan is my guest. Unfortunately, we have about 20 minutes into the end of the show, and she is a co-founder of Face to Face Radio here in Cincinnati, and she's a Gospel Image Award winner. So she's been all over the globe singing for Jesus because she has made a promise to only glorify him with her voice. Ms. Phyllis, are you still there?
I'm here.
Amen. What do you think about the KB Darskin track?
It was different for me. I like the spoken word. I love it, yes. Very anointing. Very anointing. Yes, it was. I didn't know if it was like a song he was saying, or it started out as a song, but then it went into spoken word. So that's what, that was very awesome. And it had a lot of meaning behind it. A lot of truth was there. A lot of truth.
That it did. Shout out to Million for that, the answer clip. It's not, it's a message that he just wanted to get off his chest. And him and his team,
right,
they came together. And they put it out. He actually mentioned that last year when he did the exclusive interview with me. And I don't know if he's going to, like, release it, put it, like, on the CD or something or on digital platforms, but I'm really honored that he allowed me to play that, and he even gave me permission to continue to play it. So shout out to the homie Million from Sacramento, California. And, again, it's a summary of 2020. And he mentioned that, you know, the two boys that were hung in Southern California, How do we run out of toilet paper, but we got cars that can drive themselves? He mentioned a lot of good stuff and a lot of things to, you know, raise awareness. Like, well, if we could do this, then we should be able to do that. If you could put people on the moon, then you should be able to give us ventilators and so forth. So it was very powerful. And every time I play that clip, I get a lot of good feedback. So I'm glad that you enjoyed it. And I'm glad that it, you know, it was impactful to you.
Amen.
Well, Ms. Phyllis, we do have about another 17 minutes left into the show, and usually this is around the time that I ask my guests to pray us out. But before I ask you to pray us out, do you have any last remarks?
Just pretty much if anybody, you know, like I said, if they want to send their music, they can send their music to, you know, Faith to Faith Gospel Hour at yahoo.com, MP3 format, or they can give us a call if someone wants to be a guest on our show, 513-954-9409, or they can check out our website. We do T-shirts. We do all type of merchandise. We do advertising. We do billboard signs. I mean, we just do whatever God give us to do, you know. We want to just be a blessing to somebody. And if you have music, please send it. If you have any videos, please send your video so we can get your videos on the air. We can get your music on the radio, because that's what we're here for, to be a blessing. We're not supposed to sit on our blessings. We're supposed to be blessed so we can bless others.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I 100% agree with that. Amen. Well, Ms. Phyllis, now it's time to pray. And if you are ready, willing, and able, we're ready to receive the prayer on tonight.
Okay. Father, Lord Jesus, we want to just say thank you, God, because you are worthy, God. You are worthy of all the glory and all the honor, God. We want to thank you for the host of this program tonight, Mr. Elicio. Father, we thank God for him. We thank God for you just guiding him in the right direction to give him the right words to use, the right words to say. We thank you for all of the artists, that music that was played tonight. We thank you, God, because you are great and greatly to be praised, God. We lift your name, God, up on high. We thank you for covering each and every one of us, God, as we go throughout the rest of this night. God, we just say thank you for just being who you are, God. You are beautiful, God. We love you. God, we give you all the honor. We give you all the glory. And, God, we just ask that you keep Mr. Elicio going strong. In your will, not our will, God, but your will. Father, I always say this. He that is in me is greater than he that is in the world. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. What the world didn't give, the world can't take away. And if you want God to forgive you, you have to forgive others. Go out, check on your loved ones, make sure they're okay. Just be there for them, because we don't know who needs what. And, God, we say thank you. We say thank you. We say thank you for allowing your light to shine through us. We give you all the glory and all the honor. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Amen. And, Ms. Phyllis, how can people get a hold of you on social media, and how can they follow you as well?
Okay, so, and again, I said that we can be reached on Facebook, Phyllis Jordan. You can reach Gabriel Silver, or you can go to DR Global Media Group, or you can go to www.faith-faithent.com, or you can reach us through our email, faith-gospelhour@yahoo.com, or you can reach us by phone, 513-954-9409. Once again, 513-954-9409. I think that's it.
Amen. I know the social media information can be a little overwhelming and hard to keep up with at times, but we thank God for all that information. Hopefully the KS Nation had some some pens and pencils nearby so that they can write it down, so that they can send their track and send their videos and just, you know, support their face-to-face radio and everybody that you guys interview and everybody that you guys music that you play on that awesome platform. Again, Ms. Phyllis, man, I appreciate you for being a guest. Thanks for that social media information. I do have a video that I am going to send, but right now I'm going to play the song. It was actually released today by a good friend of ours, Miss the homie Quis Music, and his son MJ. This is called Mosh. And if you are familiar with rock bands and metal and whatever else, they do mosh pits, which is like a group. Oh. Where people dance and they really can't breathe because there's so much going on. Anyway, this is a high energy track. It was released today, and the video was released as well on YouTube through Quis Music. So here is MJ, a 10-year-old, on fire for God with Mosh, featuring his father, Quis Music, right here on the KS Radio. Keep it locked. We have the Salvation clip coming up next and some more announcements. Here is Mosh. Check it out.
We running and flipping and covering now. Getting into it now, we never lose the way your shoes that or they ruin now. Hey, she was praying, now what was you saying? Now you really drifting. Lifting the key like a Timothy they proud of that rocket that's probably defeating, yeah.
Got nowhere to move, cause we piling in.
Piling in.
Everywhere you turn, it's a dead end.
Came in with my circle, I don't see my friends.
Cross up and stepping on my kids,
yeah. We in a mosh, we in a mosh.
Amen, you guys. We are back. Shout out to Quis Music for sending over that exclusive song that was released today called Mosh with his son. Ms. Phyllis Jordan is my guest, and this is the time where we offer Christ, because without Christ being the head of my life, without Christ changing Ms. Phyllis Jordan's life, we wouldn't be here tonight to share this music, to share the testimony, to even talk to you guys. So we want to offer Christ, because he is the head of this platform and the head of face-to-face radio. And don't get me wrong, I'm not a perfect man. Ms. Phyllis Jordan is not a perfect woman. But we all see the difference because we have made the choice to put Jesus first and to give him our lives and even to submit under his authority. And when you do that, I promise you, when you make Jesus the Lord and Savior of your life, when you confess it with your heart and believe, when you confess it with your mouth and believe it with your heart, there is a change that's going to come. But you don't know that because you haven't accepted him yet. Anyway, this is Reborn with the Salvation clip. because in 2021, there's a lot of killing going on. There's a lot of murder going on. COVID-19 is still active, and we don't know what the government has coming down the pipeline. So here is something essential, which is Jesus. And when you put your trust in Jesus, I guarantee you, you're going to win every time. But you don't know that until you make him Lord and Savior of your life. So if you don't believe in Jesus and the departing of your sins, then this clip is for you. So here is Reborn with Salvation. Check it out.
I want to read a familiar passage. In Romans 10, it says that if we confess with our mouth that Jesus is Lord, and believe in our heart that God raised him from the dead, the Bible says that we shall be saved. And so wherever you are right now, if you believe that, I want to pray with you. I want to agree with you. So if you just bow your head and just repeat after me. Father, in the name of Jesus, give you my life. I'm an imperfect person searching for a perfect God who's able to restore me, who's able to keep me. So God, I ask you to come into my heart. For your word says that if I confess with my mouth and believe in my heart that I shall be saved. God, I want you more than anything. I've tried everything. I surrender my heart to you. I believe that you died on the cross. And on the third day, the Holy Spirit raised you from the dead and restored us back to you. That salvation. In Jesus' name, amen. If you prayed that prayer and you meant that prayer, I want you to know that heaven is rejoicing right now. And we're celebrating right now with you, wherever you are, in your car, at work, in your closet, in your bathroom. It does not matter where you are. God is able to meet you exactly you're at. That's the amazing thing about him. The same God that did it for me is the same God that's doing it for you right now in this moment. So I just want you to receive whatever it is that he's saying to you. Thank you for hearing our prayer, God. We know that you changed the world.
Hey, what's up? This is V Rose, and you're listening to the KS Radio Show, home to the most exclusive interviews and exclusive music. Keep it locked.
Again, you guys, we don't know what is coming down the pipeline in 2021, but we do know that salvation is important and that that is the key to making it into heaven. And we just want to say thank you, God, for this opportunity again to interview our good sister, Ms. Phyllis Jordan, the Gospel Image Award winner and the co-founder of Faith to Paper Radio. And this is when we say goodnight. Ms. Phyllis Jordan, have you enjoyed the interview thus far?
I have enjoyed myself tonight. Yes, sir, absolutely. Thank you so much for having me on the program.
Well, thank you for coming and for being a guest. I cannot wait to send this interview to my partnerships on tomorrow. Shout out to Must Be Heard Radio, Charger Station Radio, GSWC, Music Radio, Extreme Praise Radio, the homie Jay Jerem in the building. He's going to be live tomorrow at 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 11 o'clock Central, with his mix on Continuing Don't Stop. And you guys, again, definitely check out the links in the description from East Garden if you want to learn more about living healthy and make sure that, you know, that your immune system is is you know, is good, so you don't have to go back and forth to the doctor, blah, blah, blah. You want to support Alexis Johnson, and you can follow her at underscore Ease Garden on Instagram for more information. Definitely check out RosalynnSmithCounseling.com. It is where you can contact Rosalynn for professional counseling services for individuals and couples. She has an A-plus rated service here in the city of Cincinnati. So check out the website. Follow her everywhere online to book a session today. And again, don't forget to follow me everywhere online at KS Radio Show. And you can click on the link in the description that will take you to my business page. And maybe, just maybe, you can write me a review or a recommendation about what you heard on tonight. And if there's anybody who wants to sow into my ministry financially or support me with donations, you can send them through Cash App, which is the $ELISEO TORREZ. You guys, we are going to close the show out with some Cincinnati talent from Cross Worship titled Same God. And Ms. Phyllis Jordan, again, we appreciate you for coming on to the show, too. It has been a fantabulous evening and night, laughing with you, fellowshipping with you, and even hearing about your testimony, how God delivered you from suicidal thoughts, and everything he has done in your life, from singing to, you know, worshiping him and even traveling with your voice for his glory. So we thank you for joining us tonight, and we're going to go ahead and say goodnight to you. And say goodnight to the people, the KS Nation, with Cross Worship, which is Same God, because if he's the same God yesterday, he's the same God today and forever, because the Bible tells us that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. So you guys, Amen. He's the same God that's good. He's always good on your good days and even on your bad days. Whether you acknowledge him, pray to him, bless your food, or don't bless your food, he's still good and he's still the same God. So we thank God for his faithfulness and his continuing love for us. So here is Cincinnati's own Cross Worship, Jillian Ellis and DeMarcus Howard with Same God. You guys, much love, peace, and good night, and have a great weekend. And if you're going out in public, mask up, people. Just follow the rules, okay? So we can get back home safely to our families and love with them a little more.
I'll remind my soul of all you've done before. I won't be distracted, even in the distraction. I will trust the one who is greater than the storm. Said I will trust the one who is greater. This will be the truth I'm holding. The same God who made a way is the same God who's here to stay. Oh, I won't be shaken, even when I'm shaking. Having done all I can do, I still done working.
It's your boy De La Mons. You are now rocking to
the KS Radio Show.
Yeah. Hey. I'ma bear my cross. All I lost. Wear it on my back. Ain't tryna floss. You don't know the cost. That was paid.
I can't count the cost, I can't take it off me. This a different cloth, price he paid, it was costly. I don't take a loss, talking losing where you lost me. I got a cross to bear, not like a cross you wear. Till I depart from here, till he cut off my ear. I'ma go hard in here, tell him to guard in here. I got the squad in here, it ain't no fraud in here. God is as real as it get. Gave me a realer than that. Told me go fish and collect. I'm never chasing a check. Money, your power, respect. Told me deposit the rent. I let him interconnect. I let his image reflect. I'ma bear my cross. All I lost. Wear it on my back. Ain't trying to floss. You don't know the cost. That was paid. Never lagging about that action. See my moves in closed caption. More than eyes are closed caption. Face fresh, no actors. Higher heights, holy stature. Thin the sheep, mold the pasture. Body broken, know the fractures. How we coping, know the factors. Higher standards, hold the pastors. Breaking chains, show the captors. We the soldiers, guard the captain. We all know what y'all be capping. Without God, y'all be lacking. Hit the streets and get it cracking. Lead the church and bring them back in. This is story in the making. This is more than inspiration. This is for a generation. Take them out the hands of Satan. Tell them God will not forsake them. You're a part of God's creation. Four corners, every nation. Bear your cross and make a statement. Jesus carried cross up on that hill. New identity. Gave me fresh pressure. That's his will. Kill the sin in me. Got a leg up on my enemy like centerpiece. He centered me like centerpiece. A sinner free. Now it's
I'ma bear my cross. All I lost. Wear it on my back. Ain't trying to floss. You don't know the cost. That was paid. Bear it, bear it, bear it, yeah. I'ma bear my cross.